The annual Twin Cities Jazz Legends Concert has evolved into an event that really attracts a lot of attention. It's coming up Sunday, May 7th at 2 p.m. at the Minnesota History Center, and it is curated by Patty Peterson.
It's a calling I had because I grew up with Minnesota jazz legends. My mom was a legend, and she would get together every summer and play with the likes of Irv Williams, Clyde Anderson, Cliffy Brunzell on violin, and they had a Jazz All-Stars concert they would do at the Olog Theater. And I had the light bulb go on saying, oh my gosh, we need to feature the stories of the people standing on the stage. And they were in their 90s by then. And as luck would have it, I was able to acquire a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Legacy Foundation. They liked my idea because they want people to know about the arts that are specific to Minnesota. So the first year included some of those artists I mentioned. The second year, people like Herb Pilhofer and Dave Carr and Jimmy Hamilton and Tom Tipton.
And this third year, the lineup is just as impressive, including the likes of Bill Evans, Dean Brewington, Charlie DeVore, Betty Palmer, Kenny Horst, and that's his band underneath us right now, and George Avilaz. What keeps these local players going, like George Avilaz, for example?
George Avilaz is kind of an enigma in that not only is he a drummer, he's a fantastic singer as well. And even in our own jazz library here at KBEM, we have a couple of his discs. And he has continued to hang in the scene and create. You lay down roots somewhere, you raise your family, and most often you'll find people staying in that community. It's the stories of community within that music world that keeps people coming back for more. The artists and the audiences. It becomes kind of an extended family. And everyone who will be performing at the Jazz Legends concert at the Minnesota History Center are exactly those types.
I'll never forget the way we met that day.
One look at you and the music began to play.
You were for me, the music began to sing. I'll never forget the way we met that day.
Patty, I hear what you're saying about the community basis of Minnesota jazz, and some of the stories are so inspiring, like the story of Carrie Thomas.
He is a phenomenal individual. He came from Pittsburgh area, but landed here in our Twin Cities and played piano and did some tight jazz vocal groups throughout his career. But in the 90s, he contracted a disease that paralyzed him for 2 months called Guillain-Barré syndrome. He retrained himself how to play, and so he can still create at the level that he hears in his heart and his soul. He just has improvised, shall I say, the way he uses his hands to do it on the piano. And people will be able to see that.
Pianist Carrie Thomas leading the band there. Patty Peterson has curated Minnesota jazz legends, The Elders, including the likes of Bill Evans, Charlie DeVore, Betty Palmer, Dean Brewington, George Avilaz, Carrie Thomas, Kenny Horst, and others. It takes place at the Minnesota History Center, 2 p.m., Sunday, May 7th. For information, jazz88fm.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Bill Nussbaum speaking.
I'll never forget the way we...